Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because I know you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women, just like you and me, to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to be patient with success. In all the years I've been coaching women in business, I'm still amazed at how many entrepreneurs expect immediate success. In business, success doesn't happen overnight. How many times have we heard about that so-called overnight success who waited years and years for her big break? Success is a process that takes time, it takes energy, it takes focused planning and persistence, and most of all, patience. Patience in business is a virtue. Many well-meaning business owners give up before their business has even enough time to reach fruition. In other words, many entrepreneurs give up before payday. I believe success takes physical, emotional, and mental stamina. Success isn't for the faint of heart. What does it take for a business owner to become successful without getting discouraged or impatient and giving up before payday? Business success is about having a viable plan and working that plan consistently. Success is about believing in yourself and your ability to succeed in business. Success is about working with a business model that makes the best use of your skills and talents. Business success is about possessing an unstoppable commitment to your success. Business success is about knowing that success takes personal and professional time, effort, and patience. So here are a few tips for succeeding in business. Number one, developing patience begins with a viable and motivating plan of action. Success means having a practical and workable plan that will consistently attract prospective customers and create steady income. The key element to success is making emotional peace with the fact that it takes time before any plan of action begins to pay off. I'll say it again, success doesn't happen overnight. Developing patience begins with a viable and motivating plan of action. Number two, success in life and in business begins with belief. Success in business is as much about personal development as it is about professional development. The self-confidence you have in yourself as a successful business owner is a key factor to the success or failure of your business. If you believe in what you're offering and can back up that belief with a well-thought-out business plan, you're setting the stage for success. Belief in yourself and your ability to succeed provides the motivation and the patience to keep going until payday. An unstoppable belief in yourself and your business can often make the difference between success and failure. Again, number two, success in life and in business begins with belief. Number three, understanding how to capitalize on your natural gifts and talents is vital to success. I realize that not all of us get to choose our businesses. Some of us inherit or maybe marry their business. It's the unique gifts and talents that you bring to a business that can make the difference between succeeding and failing. What are your unique business gifts and talents? Have you sat down and figured that out? If there are business skills you are lacking, you can hire someone who has accomplished those skills to teach them to you. Can you take classes or attend seminars to learn new skills? When you believe you are skilled in your business, you are more willing to do what it takes to succeed and less willing to give up before your business is successful. Number three is understanding how to capitalize on your natural gifts and talents. Number four, commitment is vital to success. Whether it's to a business relationship or the growth of a business, commitment is the glue that holds a vision of success together. FreeDictionary.com defines commitment as the state of being bound emotionally or intellectually to a course of action. Commitment to the success of your business involves both a physical and an emotional pledge to yourself and your company that becoming discouraged is not an option. Again, number four is commitment is vital to success. And finally, number five, there's a price to pay for success. You've heard the saying, if success was so easy, everyone would be a success. There's a personal and professional price to pay when growing a successful business. It takes time, it takes effort, and it takes persistence. Successful women have learned how to balance their personal and their professional lives. A successful business owner knows that their vision for the future is powerful enough to justify the time and effort they must spend on business. So let me recap the five ways to be patient and grow your business. Number one, developing patience begins with a viable and motivating plan of action. Number two, success in life and in business begins with belief. Number three, understanding how to capitalize on your natural gifts and talents is vital to success. Number four, commitment is vital to success. And number five, there's a price to pay for success. It's learning to find the balance. Here's the bottom line. It's up to you to decide if being a business owner is the right choice. Success is work. It's a fact of business that not all businesses succeed and not all entrepreneurs are successful. An important element to achieving success is patience. I believe too many business owners become impatient and give up before they've given themselves reasonable time to become profitable and successful. So let me ask you these questions. Do you have the patience to succeed? Are you willing to nurture and grow a successful business? Are you willing to nurture and grow yourself? Are you willing not to give up before payday? Do you have the patience to become a successful entrepreneur and business owner? A reminder, you can download and listen to all of my Women Enjoying Success radio programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs, mastermind groups, and other products at SharonMichaels.com, and check out all of my personal and professional development books I have available as downloadable Kindles and paperbacks on Amazon.com. And if you're purchasing one of my Kindles, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you.